This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An Adams County commissioner has joined the race to represent Colorado's newly proposed 8th congressional district. Democrat Charles Tedesco has served on the Adams County Board of Commissioners since 2012. Before that, he was a steelworker and union leader. He's the second Democrat to announce a run, following State Representative Yadira Caraveo. The proposed district stretches from conservative Greeley to liberal-leaning suburbs north of Denver. Colorado Supreme Court must approve a final version of the state's congressional map by the end of the month. Most Colorado households will see an extra 50-cent fee on their electric and heating bills starting this month. That's thanks to a new law. Democratic State Representative Chris Hansen sponsored the legislation earlier this year.
Now, this is a charge that customers can opt out of if they don't want to participate, but it's essentially the way that we help our neighbors who need extra financial assistance with their electric or heating bills.
Money from the fee will fund programs to cover energy costs and efficiency projects for low-income households. The fee increases to 75 cents next September. After that, it'll be adjusted for inflation. A Dallas executive is taking over the Downtown Denver partnership. Courtney Garrett will start as the group's CEO in January. Garrett is taking the reins from Tammy Doerr, who has led the partnership since 2005. Garrett served as CEO and president of Downtown Dallas for about 6 years. You're listening to CPR News. Grand Junction is at 75 degrees.